Parashas Toldos. We're up to the studio of the coloring book, page 6. The story with the Yaakov and Esav are introduced to the world. The Maisa find at the beginning the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Parsha tells us that Yaakov was a Yoshev or Holim, a person that was studious, Mishamish, Tamid Chachamim, Shem Ve'eber. Yoshev Oyholim, seeking, to find, and sitting and learning, Yom V'layla. Esav was Ishoda, he was out in the field. He is Teva. And Be'emes, we see that Yitzchok Avinu wanted to give the brachas to Esav. Yaakov Avinu has to go in and to get the brachas. Yaakov Avinu has to go in and get the brachas. There's a tzivoy from his mother to go in. He wasn't so happy about that. He wasn't thrilled with the idea. But he goes and gets the brachas. He goes in, he gets the brachas. Esav comes back. And now he finds that Yaakov Avinu had taken the brachas. So obviously he's upset. And Rivka hears about it. So she says, we got to get Yaakov out of here. Run away. They serve a parish, you should run away. Stay there until your brother's anger subsides. And then you can come back. Why should I see the death of both of you on the same day? So, right, the pellets, what do you mean, Loma Eshkel Gam Shnechem Yoim Echot? What do you mean, Loma Eshkel Shem Gam Yoim Echot? Where's Esav? Why should I see Eshkel Loshen Shkulim Yibon? What's the pshat that she's saying, I'm going to see the death of both of you? So, Rashi has a whole pshat. If you're, he's going to come up again, you'll kill him. His kids will come and kill you. And Rashi says, brings the Miruch HaKodesh, they're going to be buried. They're going to die or buried on the same day. The Ma'is Limor Soita, Hushim Ben Don, and they come to bury up Yaakov. But the Pashtus needs beer. Loma Eshkel Gam Shter Yomech. Second thing, with these lot of beer, which is the end of this week's Pashtus, beginning of a Yetzeh, Yaakov Avinu does not go straight to Choron. Yaakov Avinu decides to go back to Shem Ve'Avah. He goes back to learn but it's Shem Ve'Avah again. Rashi makes a cheshman at the end of the parsha and the buzz of Chos Nevoyos that Yaakov Avinu does 14 years again after this whole Maisa and Beis Shem Ve'Avah. Chor Tzepel de Gazach. First of all, it says Vayishma Yaakov El Ovi Vel Ima. Yaakov listens to his father and mother, Yelapadan Aram. He listened to them. Pashas, he didn't listen to them. Where's the listening? He didn't go. He went. He went to the base medrash again. Also, we have to understand the whole sugya, Rabbi Yisai. When Yaakov goes to get the brachas in this week's parasha. So he goes in to get the brachas and he dresses up. Everybody knows he puts the skins on his body, on his arms. And he goes in. Everybody knows the Rosh Hashanah Shavuos, the Reach Bendik, the Reach Hasoda, the Dvash. He smelled like the Chakal Tapuchim, the apple shmuz, the apple bam shmuz, and the apples. Anyway, but The Reach B'ni has skins that smell terrible, goes in, he gets the brachas. And Be'etzim Yitzchak has a big suffix, because the koil is koil Yaakov, the voice sounds like Yaakov, Vayadayim Idei Esav. So Be'emes, he's a suffix. What's he giving him a bracha? What's the pshat? A kol? He says, a kol, Yaakov, Hayadayim Idei Esav, Vayavarcheyo, and he gives him a bracha. The koil is a suffix, so the Beis Halevi is. Is the suffix, what's he giving the bracha? There's more than a suffix that arises. The suffix, the whole, afterwards he thought he gave it to the wrong person, he got mamish. So the Beis Halevi has a shtickle that, the Beis Halevi says that, Yaakov, he says, Marei de Gechab, he says that, Yaakov, Esav was worried that Yaakov might come to steal it. So if he comes in, who's going to change his voice to Esav? Right? If Yaakov's going to come in, he's going to have to change his voice to Esav. Because that's what, otherwise he's going to pick him up. So Esav made up with his father, said the Beis Halevi, so I'm going to change my voice to Yaakov. It's like the Beis Halevi, I call Yaakov, the Beis Halevi, double right, that's Esav. That's the Beis Halevi's mahab.
Afterwards,
yeah, but he says, no, it says a kol kol yanki, that's the second time. It's the second time afterwards. But you got shak with Yisrael with Moshe, and you have a kol kol yanki with Yisrael, for like Ricky, you are you, W.T. Yisrael, and Ochiv, so you was my Yisrael. He didn't recognize his hands were like Yisrael. But Be'emes, the Ma'il Satoira asked another kash over here. L'choir is a pel de gazach. The Pel de Gazach, Chazal Darshan on this thing, famous Chazal, Hakol Kol Yankiv, Vahayadayim Yidei Esav. Hakol Kol Yankiv, Vahayadayim Yidei Esav. That was this famous, everybody know, we know this famous, everybody knows the famous line from Yankiv Avino in the Tehillim. Hakol Kol Yankiv, Vahayadayim Yidei Esav. So in the Porsche Taich of the word, the coil of Yankiv, Vahayadayim Yidei Esav, Mashma, that so that in the pashas one it's kol yavidayim deyisa me the chazal darshin some that's the chora fakert chazal when the kol of his kol yankiv if the kol is the kol yankiv then Esav's hands won't be against us but if the kol is not if being kol's about we have Torah is strong then Esav has no kol koyach. And that the Kliyokas says later on very geschmack, Yikru you may evil Ovi, Vahargas as Yankov. What's Pshat? Ovel's also Betayra. Maybe he could have a chance. Dr. Kliyok of Pshat. Yikru you may evil Ovi, he'll die. I'm sit Shiva. Ovel's also Betayra. Maybe he'll be able to get him. But the Maisa, that's Pshat. A call called Yankov. If Yankov's going to be called Torah, his call's going to be strong, then you die with the Esav. So, but it's the kol. If kol kol yank yadayim will be day esav, because I'll dash in it. Mamish pum forget. If kol is kol yank, then esav won't be. And if kol is not kol yank, then if we're not learning Torah shtak, and the enemy attacks, like we find, right? Because I'll dash. But Yisrael refeed him. Vayovu refeed him. Vayovu Amalek. Amalek is the enikol from Yaakov, from Esav. Refeed the rafi dam in that Torah. Because I'll dash in. Esav comes. Why? Kol Yaakov is not strong. You die with the Esav, but the Chor is a steer in the pot. The pot is not that way. So Maisa, the Soid Hadvarim is that we have to understand the whole sugya of Yaakov and Esav. I think we talked about it in a different marsh, but here in the Chor I wanted to come with an old new mahal. I mean, how can this parasha Rabbi say? It's a gavaldik Yisoid Rabbi say. And that Yisoid is Rabbi say. That Yaakov and Esav were destined for two different tafkidim in this world. Yaakov was supposed to be the Yishkigotam Yoishavahol, and Esav was supposed to be the one who went out in the world. He was supposed to be the Baal Bechdui Avoida, the Bebis Amigdash, Avoidosam, or in other words, to be Kadesh, Shem Shomayim, Ayidei. That was his netiyah as a hanefesh, and a person has no his netiyah. Some are cut out to takadu, to leave it in the base medrash and stay in base medrash. and some are cut out that they have to go out, to go out in the world. It could be Kirov. It could be Faked. Asaph's job was to be the Makarev, to go on the college campuses and Makarev people. Faked, they say over, that's the Pshat. When Rivka was going by, it says, when Rivka was going by Beis Avodah Zorah, so Asaph was Paparachla. What was she going by Beis Avodah Zorah? She's not going to go. The Gemara says, she's not going to be. Rivka came from that world. She had a Koyach of Kirov. Because she came from a base of what it says, Shlomaisa Esav was going to be following those footsteps to Makarev Klaus, to Makarev the world. Like I was waiting for you, the Zayda, Avram is Begayas Anoshim. Esav had that koyach in him to go out to the world. In order to go out to the world, you need the brachas of the world. You need the brachas in this world. Yaakov, Yishtom, Yoshiva, Olim. Forget, Esav's job was to support Yaakov. Make sure that Yaakov would continue in his steiger to be the Moira Hiro, the Klal Yisrael. And those two positions was open to both of them. But when Yaakov saw that Lamaisim, Yadayim is Yaday Esav, Taka Esav was Esav HaRosh, he picked it up. He used his hands, and his body, not for that Tachlis, but only for Olam Hazeh, not for the Tachlis to bring to Olam Haba. That could be the Amkas, the Pshat, anyway, in the fight, but it's related to. But the Mice in the Tavkin of Oilam Hazeh is to bring to Oilam Abor. Is Yaakov understood that we need that Avoider? Somebody else has to take over that Avoider. And Yaakov understood that he has to become Yidei Esav. He has to become the Yidei Esav. And it could be with Miramis, the Yodoi Oichezes Ba'akev Esav, when he came out, the Yodoi. The Yadayim of Yaakov was Oiches Ba'akev Esav, the heel of Esav. The heel, for us to say, represented the Eikov because he was Dosh. He got rid of the Bechoyra. He's Mavaz the Bechoyra. His Yaakov was holding the heel with his Yodoi to be attached to Esav, to be the Yadayim from Esav. Is the male of the Bracha that Yaakov was, that Yitzchak was giving, he was giving that Bracha. That Esav should be that koyach to have this worldly thing, to go out the world and to be that koyach to mashpia with the Yadayim. But Yaakov understood through the koyach of Rivka's nevuah that he's not going to. He lost that tafkid. We have to take that tafkid away from him. And taking that tafkid away from him was not only just stam rabbi say. That was in a certain way a misas Esav. He took away Esav's tafkid as a misas Esav. Apizetz mevura. Vayetze Yaakov v'be'er Sheva, the Mad Medrash says, where does a person go into Golis? When a person kills somebody, where does he go to? He has to go to Golis. Goes Kedma. So Yaakov had to run away. Mash from the Medrash, Chumid Din Golis. That's also Mavur Lefizeh. Beautiful. Next week's parash, it says, Eliphaz ran after he came to Rachel, he was crying. It says he was crying. He didn't have anything. Why? He had a lot of money. He left with a lot of money with him, and he was going to give it to his Kala. But on the way he was robbed. Eliphaz came to him and said, your money or your life. You know, he came to him and he said, my father told me I got to kill you. So he says, well, I got to kill you. So Yaakov tells him, he tells him along this. Ani chashiv kemeis v'meilu. So first, why didn't he just tell him that l'may sovishol dover, your father tells you to b'chal Shabbos to do, you're not allowed to do it. That's what tell. Don't facilitate the Aveir. Yaakov Avinu knew that Enoch Hanami could be, he was begetting a Hoyreg B'Shoigeg. He had to do it anyway. It was an Oynes. But he was a Hoyreg. He had taken away Esav's Tafkir HaChayim. Memeilo, Eliphaz, he wanted to Mekayim the Ke'ilu, because it was a Ke'ilu. Azoy V'idechem D'Shloim, Chach M'Shloim, and Shulchan Aruch, Nevin Ezra says, that however, whenever it says Ke'ilu, by an Aveiro, so it's Mekayim Ke'ilu, as a Shail, if a person can, there's a whole shot of a person can mekayim puru revu with megalo yosem yisom etoch beisa. The Gemara says kilu kivim puru revu. So machloikas the taz with the drisha. The taz is whenever it says keilu in shas, it only helps for a keilu, not for a real thing. So here it could be was keilu ariga. So it was keilu ani chashiv kemeis. But sevishol david it was ariga. When did that ariga take place? When he took away lama eshka kam shnechem yom echa. Very ridic. Rivka says, "Lama Eshkal, if he might pshat, it's Emma. It's not they're going to accuse and kill one day. It's going to happen. Lama Eshkal gam shnecha yom echa, because today Esav was killed, and if he comes after you today, so it's Eshkal gam shnecha yom echa. It's doing heitev. Memeila,
When the Ma'as HaTorah learns Pshat, the Ma'as HaTorah says, Zok the Ma'as HaTorah to answer his kasha. Hakol kol Yankiv. Hakol kol Yankiv vayedai midei Esav. When is kol kol Yankiv? When the kol of Yankiv is stark, then the yedayim of Yankiv become Esav, yedei Esav. Mele fits into the Pshat also. If the kol is kol Yankiv, then the yedayim, the he learns Pshat, that Pshat is that our hands become strong and we can do battle against the enemy. If he might Pshat is gevaldik. Hakol kol Yankiv, and Ma'as HaTorah learns it was a bracha. Yankiv of Yitzchak Avinu was giving a bracha at that stage to Yankiv Avinu, that now Hakol kol Yankiv, vayedayim yedei Esav, yedayim yedei Esav, the kol kol Yankiv, you have the kol kol Yankiv, you have the Torah. If your basis for yedayim yedei Esav is Torah, then that yedayim of kol Yankiv become yedei Esav and become the tafkid of yedei Esav. And that was the bracha that was mevarachim. Remember, there was a tzivui in that moko, and that Yaakov Avinu had to become the kol kol Yankiv, but at the same time yedayim yedei Esav. Mimela, it fits into the pshuto shalom. The yadayim shall Esau, the yadayim shall Yankov become yaday Esau. So it fits into the pshuto shall mikro also. Mimela, Yankov now was nitzava yaday. Besides vayevach, that was the bracha he gave him. But it was the sivui now that his the kol kol Yankov had to be that was yadayim of Yankov had to become yaday Esau. Mimela, Yankov had a new tafkid now to go out into the world. And to fill the tafkid of Esav of the Kiddush Hashem in the world. And that's where he went. He went to Haran now, and he went out to the world. He had to go out and do business, whatever it was, at 77 years old. That's the Mahalach of the first time also. We let you out at 74. It's okay. But the 65-year program, he was on. Why not? Then you're ready to go out. So he went out at 77. Where does he go? He goes to Haran. He has to marry two wives. But now it's doing. Why is he marrying two wives? Because Be'etzem, Leah was destined to, she was a Yetzonis. She had the koyach of going out to Makiruv. She was a Yetzonis. Rachel was the quiet one, the sheker one. Yaakov had two tafkidim now. He had to be Esav and he had to be Yankiv. But mainly he had to marry Leah and Rachel. Because he had those two tafkidim and to produce Yisachar Zvulin, which was the kiyum in the Acharon, the kiyum that Yisachar sits Be'olam and Zvulin supports him. Memela, this was the new tzivoy of his father. If this was the new tzivoy, Yaakov understood that in order to accomplish it, there's a new Torah he has to learn now. If he has to be the kol Yaakov, and he has to be a daimi de Esav, so it was very gishmak he learned in yeshiva till now. But now he needed a new vayishma Yaakov el aviv, because his aviv was nitztave kol Yaakov daimi de Esav, that his daimi have to become a de Esav. So if his Yodai has become Esav, that means he has to go out to the world in a different tavkin now. So he has to learn a different Torah. He has to his Asik and Torah in a different oifin now. That was the Torah that they went to learn now, is by Yishma Yaakov of Ovid. Where was the Yishma? Not that he told him to go now. In the Kol Kol Yaakov Yodai Mei Esav, there was a tzivu idea that you have to become Yodai Esav. You have to go out to the world. To all the way back into the world, he understood that's a different level of Torah. He said, be a Yishma Ovid. That's when Yaakov Kamenetsky says that he went to learn Teres HaGolus, whatever that is. But I'm teaching it in the bracha now. The Kol Kol Yaakov Deves VaYishma Yaakov El Aviv. It was the Shmir to Aviv was. Oh, the Meila. Maybe we can understand if he's just do it now. Another Knech. Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov, vayelach padena Aram, elovin ben besuel harami achi Rivka, aim Yaakov ve'esav. She's the mother of Yaakov. It says, Rashi, I don't know what this is telling me. Rivka became the mother of Yaakov, and anyway, we're talking about Yaakov anyway. What's it with aim Yaakov ve'esav? Teretz is, Yaakov ve'esav was one. She was there was a new emois here. She was the aim from Yaakov and Esav together. Aim Yaakov Esav. Rashi says, "Ain't you a dear mama lameh? The few words are gavaldik." There was a new mitzias here. There was a man called Yaakov Esav, and Meila. That was the tafkid. So what do we do? It's very nice. Shtikol Torah, Rebbe. It's getting late. The food's hot.
What do you have to tell us about this? L'chaim. That always gets smiles from the oilam. Anyway, but the ma'aser we learn here, Murray the gezach of Boisai. This is the big gezach we speak about many times of Boisai. Many people have under the impression that I'm in yeshiva and I'm learning yeshiva and I have to learn yeshiva. Maybe a year, 6 months, Rebbe. That's about it. You push me, I'll do 8 months. Why? You know, you're doing so well, you're learning, and there's so much to gain. Yeah. But I'm going to be a Baal HaBoss. A Baal HaBoss. I'm going to look like a boss. I have a lot of kugel. A Baal HaBoss. I'm not planning to be a Rebbe like you think, Rebbe. I'm going out into the workforce. I'm going to work in an office. I'm going to be an accountant. Maybe a barrister. I wear a wig on my head. Where's the wig from that shmooze? Bekitzer, I'd put a wig on my head. Or I'm going to be a doctor, which is very fine on my side. So you see, if I'm going out to the world, you know, it's very nice, but that's not, you know, my tafkid is not to stay and learning my whole life. And therefore, I don't need so many years in yeshiva. All I have to know is how to hold the Gemara on the right side. That's all. Or have a big art scroll shas in my office and around. And that's it. Or be a Torah supporter. A TS. You can't learn, you're be a Torah supporter. But it's wrong, Rabbi Yisrael. Because Yaakov Avinu taught us in this parasha that if you have to go out into the world, you got to learn Torah on the highest level. You got to prepare yourself to go out to the world. I always say that the Torah that Yaakov Avinu learned in next week's parasha when he went out, it says, Vayishka v'mokoy. And that night, after 14 years of staying in Beis Medrash without sleep, then he finally slept. Why? Because the level of Torah that he had to get to was a level where he wasn't have any shaggers to Olam Hazeh. Because once you're going into Olam Hazeh and you get attracted to Olam Hazeh, you could be lost. You could have great intentions. You learned very well in Israel for the year. You're packing up. I'm going out into the world. But what's going to happen, Rabbi, when you get out in that world and you have nisyonis, you have difficulties, what's going to hold you? What's going to keep you solid in the office by the water of a Shef fountain with his 7 secretaries and you? Shivas Kivsa Yisraela. Sheva Kivasa Yisraela. And he's the only guy working in the office. What's going to keep him stark, Rabbi Yisrael? From the shyness around, Rabbi Yisrael. Shem Yerachim, what's going on? If you don't create that kesher to Torah, that kesher to Yiddishkeit, that kesher to a Rebbe, if you don't create it during the years, Rabbi Yisrael, it's very, very hard. And the shyness, the difficulties going out to the world, Rabbi Yisrael. The whole shayla be'er aloch reish lamed aleph. The Shabur declares the person, what's better for a person to be supported or go out and make his own living. So first the Mishabur says, we're not talking with a guy known, he's not going to be over on any problem of Choshim Mishpat. Choshim Mishpat. Choshim Mishpat. So a guy says, I'll go out there, I'm not afraid. I learned some things in yeshiva. I learned how to put a tie on my shoe, first right and then left. What about ribbis? Ribbit? We didn't have frogs in yeshiva. What's ribbit? Ribbis. Ribbit? What is that? What about oino? Oino? Can you translate, Rebbe? We're out in the forefront, so many shaylas in B'chay Shem Mishpat. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the shayla doesn't start till you're baki B'chay Shem Mishpat. You know, he never even opened that chelik of Shulchan Aruch when he was in yeshiva. What do you mean he's a baki in B'chay Shem Mishpat? He doesn't even know what it looks like. Then the shayla starts, then you won't be oiva on Yisurim B'chay Shem Mishpat. But the shayla I said starts even after. Do you know you'd be able to handle yourself? So many guys, they started out unbelievable, gewaldig in yeshiva. You come to later, they're in the office, Pepsi Cola bottle cap. What's your name? Pepsi. The other guy's name is Sprite. What happened to you, Yisachar? You used to learn so you had a bigger keeper. You said, well, Rebbe, you see in the office here, there's Goyim. You know, there's Arabs, Italians, and people around me have to keep my, you know, Can't show off I'm too Jewish. Yeah, with that kippah, I don't think anybody think you're Jewish. It's barely visible. You have a microscope? Well, you know, I can't show I'm too Jewish. Well, you have a big nose, it's not gonna help. But at the end of the day, Rabbi, what's gonna happen in the office? You're gonna be strong enough? What's going to happen in your dealings all out, Rabbi? So you go out, you buy houses, you buy things like that. How are you going to handle the matzah, Rabbi? Yaakov, you know, it was a little bit smarter than us. You understood. It's not, if you're staying in base medrash your whole life, gaval, you're surrounded. It's all sinisyon, you have sinisyon. But if you're going out into the world, you want to be your dayim, your day, you want to go out and accomplish and be kiddush Hashem, kibbutz, whatever it is. You got to spend more time in the base medrash. You got to work even harder. You got to know your halacha. You gotta be strong in your ashkofa. Somebody asked me today in the office, Rebbe, I'm thinking of giving it all up. It was 5 years in yeshiva, what happened? Somebody asked me a good question. What? Do you believe in God? I got all confused. Do you have your ashkofa? Do you have your soidis? Are you ready to handle the world? Yaakovinu says to go out to be a naive day, Esav. You gotta mamish totally ligging. You gotta be ready for it. You gotta learn the Torah's galus. You're not gonna have a rav around you, someone to ask questions to. You gotta learn. You gotta know Hilchos Shabbat. What do? To put the kugel on and not to put the kugel? That's the question. What are you gonna do? You're out on a trip with your wife somewhere. I have a shiloh. What do we do now? Can we eat the food? Why not? You're having a soya, you're in some place a thing, and you want to go out to eat. There's not too much food. There's a restaurant. It's kosher. There's a big K in front of it, in the window, and it has a menorah. For Hashem, looks like some menorah. It's playing something. Oh, say, can you see? Oh, Hashem, looks pretty from over here. There's a picture of some rabbi in the back. He has long hair. I don't know if he's wearing it. It looks like Benjamin Franklin, but if I see it, looks like a rabbi. They say he gives the hashgacha here. He died 250 years ago. But it's okay, tell your wife. You know, they don't serve lobster here. Everything but. Anyway, the boy said, to be strong, to be, you have to have mamish, a strong base. You got to put yourself into the yeshiva with tremendous effort, the boy said. And learn what you need to learn. And get the ashkos you need to get to make the contact with Rabbeinu that you keep in contact with. All these things that must be built, the garment that you can go out in the world. I'm ready to go out. You see afterwards, the guy I see, I go back. Rabbi said, Shem Yerachem, what happened to this guy? I know how he left yeshiva. No, where is, what happened to the Jew, Shabbat? The person, you go out to Chutz, the person, you don't realize, it's very nice, it is. You get swallowed up. It's all about money, Rabbi Yisai. You say, what do you mean? I had it in the Gemara, her money. It's all over the Gemara, so we're doing the Chutzlarts also, her money. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, it's all about money, everything comes money. We go back, I'm saying that's so awesome, but you go back in the Ashkav, you're out in the world of working field, Rabbi Yisai, everybody tells me it. It's all about one thing. It's about money. And when it comes to money, many things to be attracted. First of all, your whole hashkafa becomes running after money your whole life, Rabbi Yisrael. And it becomes sick. That's all you're running after, nothing else. And besides the fact that you start cheating and stealing, chas v'shalom, it's possible if you're not erlich. But chutz from that, your whole day, you have time to learn. You call a guy, Rebbe, how's it going? I haven't heard from you in a while, Yankala. What's going on? Call me Jack. That's what they call me in the office. Okay, Jack. What's up? How's the learning going? Oh, I learn every night. Social study books. What about some halacha? Yeah, we have some halacha. I look online sometimes when I'm looking through the YouTube. Sometimes there's some halacha over there. The problem is that halacha is a steer to the thing you just saw right beforehand and the other picture. Okay, moving right along. Next picture. But the mice at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, you have, what's going on, Jack? Just call me Jay. Anyway, Jay, what's happening?
Is it standing for Jewish or whatever? Anyway, Bekitsa, what's going on, Jay? Everything's good, Rebbe. Are you able to go to shul and have a kesh with a rabbi? Oh, shul, I gave that up a long time ago. I'm very tired. I worked so hard. Rebbe, you were right about working hard. But l'maisa, I got good shemesh, you know, in the sleep for Shabbosim. I worked on it the whole yeshiva days, and now on Shabbos, I practice what I learned. But anyway, l'maisa, Shemeshul Dover, what about some Jewishness? Yes, Rabbi, my wife makes matzah balls Friday night. We eat every week matzah balls, and we sing. We sing Shabbat Shalom. Beautiful, Jay. Have a good life. It's funny, Rabbi said, but it's sad. You see guys, Mama, Shem Yirach, they tell me, Rabbi, what do you want? I'm in America. I'm here. It's very hard to find somebody to connect to. Learning, I want to take out a Gemara. I barely could learn Gemara in Yeshiva. I never showed up. And you told me to come, but I did. And when I finally get to art school, I get hard with the words. And I usually, when I open up the Gemara, the end scene usually ends up like this. As soon as I open up the Gemara, my wife tells me when I have a hard time sleeping, just open up that book that you put on the table once in a while. You'll be out in a minute. But the Ma'is, at the end of the day, Rabbi say he has no cash and rules. And what happens, Rabbi say? Everything falls apart. What does his kids look like? What happens to his whole life, Rabbi say? So you have to understand, Rabbi say, using out your time yeshiva is not only for now, Rabbi say, it's building these soyas for the whole life, Rabbi say, that you really have a kesher, you enjoy learning, Rabbi say. The most important thing, Rabbi say, I want to tell you this many times, the most important thing that you get in this year in yeshiva, Rabbi say, is the most important thing is that you enjoy the food in this yeshiva. That's why I make a big effort. But the second most important thing is that you have to get a love of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. No matter what, you have to get an enjoyment of learning, Rabbi Yisrael. If it's not going to happen now, it's not happening at 7 o'clock at night. If they had a long, hard day, you're not going to learn, Rabbi Yisrael. And if you go to learn, you're going to start talking about stock market with your charusa. If you're not going to get enjoyment for learning, Rabbi Yisrael, now it's not going to come. You got to get a love, an hour for Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the most important thing. It's mamish sakonis tefashis. We once said the story of Shach. That he was had a mitzvah gedolah. They were waiting for Rav Shach, and they had a meeting at a certain hour. And there was a kid, a father and a kid, that came a few minutes. They came to see Rav Shach. He said, "You have an appointment?" "No, but my son wants a bracha, just a bracha." Yeah, he went in. The mitzvah gedolah were all waiting outside. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour. The knocking, the guy comes in. Rav Shach says, "No." After they left, we kept the mitzvah for half hour, 45 minutes. The guy went in for a small bracha. He asked Rav Shach, "What happened?" And, you know. He said the kid came in, and I asked if he enjoys learning. He says, "No, he doesn't enjoy." I said, "Why are you enjoying it? I don't understand. I don't know. Come, let's learn." So Rav Shach sat with this kid and taught him learning. They asked Rav Shach, "What's Rav Shach? You have to do it now?" He said, "Yes, because if a kid doesn't enjoy learning, it's pikuach nefesh. It's death. If you don't enjoy your learning, you don't have a good shmak, Rabbi Yisrael, you're not going to get that good shmak, Rabbi Yisrael. It's over. Chas v'chalila. I'm not saying you have a whole life, but the chances, what's the chance, Rabbi Yisrael? The only thing that's going to rein us in, Rabbi Yisrael, is having a kesher to Torah. And you have to have that ava for it. You have to have the enjoyment. You open up a gemara, you want to mechadish chedushim and this. Well, even to get pshah, but you get a klor, Rabbi Yisrael, you get a geshmak from that. And knowing halacha, knowing what to do, Rabbi Yisrael, if you get that geshmak, then you have it made, Rabbi Yisrael. Then it'll carry you through. But if not, you got to work on it now, Rabbi Yisrael. Work on it stag, and it could take 2 years, three, whatever it takes. Kuach nefesh, I'm telling you. At the end of the day, everything's gone. The Yiddish guy goes, if he doesn't have a kesh for Torah or a Rav, you see it all the guys, no kesh to Rav, the Torah, downhill, Rabbi Yisrael, zero. Halavai, there's something left. Rabbi Yisrael, it's kuach nefesh. You want to be able to have families that give over geshmak for Torah, a Yiddish guy, Rabbi Yisrael. It doesn't work without you getting a kav. You can't give over something that you don't have. You can't get your kid to have enjoyment of learning if you don't enjoy it, Rabbi Yisrael. So, Be'ezah Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, understand this, you saw the years that we're here now, as much as time in the base, Rabbi Yisrael. I know outside is entertaining and the phone is entertaining. You can do that your whole lives. But now, it's kuach nefesh.
You can't leave here until you get an ava from Torah, an enjoyment, such an enjoyment. That you, and then, if you have spare time, if you go out to the world, halavai, you'll stay in learning or whatever it is. But if you go, have to go out, and the yadayim yidei esav, the kol yankov yadayim yidei esav, that kol yankov has to continue. Rabbi said, Yaakov Avinu says he was in base Lavan. Im Lavan garti v'sayag mitzvah shomarti. He says, I kept all the mitzvahs. In fact, the Taz, how's a child kept all the mitzvahs? There was no Beis HaMikdash in those times. Historical, let's go to the history books. Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet. I don't think so. Let's check it again. But in Yahweh, there was no Beis HaMikdash. There was no Karbonis. Yaakov Avinu, I don't think had Duchening. So what do you mean he kept all the mitzvahs? Says the Taz, the Gemara Menachos Kuf Yud, the Gemara there says that whoever's Oisek, B'yir Karbonis, Ki'il Hikrif Karbonis, the Taz learns. That's not only Chayav Loshim. Also, said, the Taz says in the Sefer Devarim Dovid on Chumash, that's not only by Karbanos. Anything that we learn, it's Keilu we did the mitzvah. Shomoriti Pidei Marshah Soit Lamazai. Bekitza Shomoriti Shoyimer. He didn't say Asisi. The Sayim is Shomoriti. I kept it. Marshah learns that the four Tchelokim in the mitzvah Talmud Torah Lishmar to learn and to keep it Chazara. Lishmarti, he kept all the mitzvahs because he had the koyach of going out to the fields and be busy all the fields. But he was like the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel in Brachos Lamed Hey, Hanik Bohem Min Gach Eretz. In the Torah, he was always b'Torah Yom V'Laila. While he was working, he was thinking and learning. Shomarti, and that's how Imlovan Garti. The Imlovan Garti was with Sayyid Mitzvah Shomarti. It wasn't Afa Pikain, Sayyid Mitzvah Shomarti. The Sayyid Mitzvah Shomarti was the reason why Imlovan Garti that he was able to say, for Loman, I didn't learn from Loman. If you want to stay strong, you got to get, Torah has to become your essence. Not only if you're going to be a Rebbe, a Rosh Hashiva, a Magad Shir, a Cheder Rebbe. But even if you're going to be an accountant, a lawyer, whatever you're going to be, you have to be Shariag Mitzvah Shomorti in order in love and garti. And the world is in love and garti, boys. There's cheating, there's stealing, there's nus, everything, provocation, everything out there. The only way to stay strong is in love and garti. That's this 14 years that was now in Stava, Ayidei HaKol Kol Yankov Yidayin De'esav. We should be zeruch of Eizah Hashem to understand this Yisroel Rabbi Yisrael, to use the time out of yeshiva, to forget about Rabbi Yisrael, the friends, this, that. You have to build a family. You have a responsibility for the Mesorah to give it over. And your children, your grandchildren, everybody, the Torah should continue. It's not going to happen by osmosis, Rabbi Yisrael. If you don't have it, you don't love Torah, it's not going to happen. Okay, yeah, my dear son, you want to learn now? Go to your chavrusa and go learn. Dad, I never see you learning. It's a good question, but I work so hard, I'm so tired, and I try to learn. Yeah, but Dad, I see what you try to learn. Every time you open up that book, we hear snoring in the whole house. Loud snoring. Mom says we're not allowed to bring you the sefer because you wake up the whole house with the snoring when you go on that sefer. Sounds like Hiroshima. You're snoring. So we have, Mom said to hide the svarim. Anytime you open that book, the snoring begins. Let the snoring begin. Sechta bodhisara. Let the snoring begin. Dad, no more svarim for you. Bring him the New York Times. Kids, Rabbi say, Ava Zatoira, love, you pass on to your kids. Metashavish Vizoicha, Tisitoish Shom of Rochim, Vizoicha to see the Bin Adayad, I did the Koch at Toira, to the Koch Yadayim de Esau, we've been Kiddush Hashem in the world, Vizoicha to see Mashiach Sekin, Mayor.